Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Think about it. Are you God's chosen people? Are you God's chosen people? Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise. Wonderful song. Praise God. Hallelujah. All in your lap. Surely he's coming back again. Keep on. He's coming. Keep on in your lap. Yes, 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 yes. Minister, praise God. And we're just so happy that you have chosen to give an ear, praise God, and allow the Spirit to speak to you, praise God, as we, just praise the Lord and give him all the glory. God's favorite, praise God. Ministry is a ministry. It's reaching out to your son or daughter, one on drugs or the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or so forth, whatever you may be going through in life. Praise God. God's favor, so reaching out to help heal your hurts. Praise God. Keep all in your lamps. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God is willing to give you rest. And whatever you face in this year, praise God. God said, in this life, you will have trials and tribulations. But be of good cheer, for you shall overcome them. Praise God. Isn't God awesome? Praise God. Think about God's love when he said that. Praise God. Oh, every time, you know, I start to think, talk about the word, praise God, I just get so overwhelmed how much God loves us so much. He just gives us all kind of promises. All, I mean promises from the beginning to the end. God gives his people promises. He said, I'll always be with you. I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is just awesome. And then he tells us to bring all our cares and burdens and lay them at his feet. He died for it. Praise God. So nothing that we go through that we cannot bring it to God. That's how awesome he is. And when I think about how that he gave his only son to die for our sins, and that son was willing to hang there for all our sins, praise God. He was willing to die and give it all for us. What a love, what a love, what a love. Praise God. Think about that son that may be wayward right now. Nothing is too hard for God. Think about that daughter that may be going astray. Nothing is too hard for God. Think about the drugs on the street and everywhere. Nothing is too hard for God. Think about those that's behind prison walls. They're there for a purpose and a reason. Nothing is too hard for God. Think about every hurt that you have encountered in life. Think about how God has brought you over. It's nothing too hard for God. Think about the healing that have taken place in your life. God is a healer. Praise God. That's how much he loves us. Praise God. God loves us more than we can even ask or think. We can't even comprehend the love that he has for us, because it's too high, it's too deep, and it's too wide. We just have to know that we have a God that loves us more than we can comprehend. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to let you know that we love you and we pray for you all over the world. Even though we don't see you, even though we don't know you, but we know you by the Spirit. That's what the words say. And that we are to pray ye one for another. That's what the word says. And we are to love everyone in spite of what it is going on in their lives. Praise God. The love is what matters. Praise God. So we want to say how much we love you tonight. Whoever you may be, whenever you listen to this program, what day you listen to this program, we are reaching out to you in love. Praise God. May we pray. Father, right now in Jesus' name, Lord God, we are so thankful, Lord God, that we can come, Lord God, in no other name but your name, O God, because in your name there is power, there is strength, there is hope, there is love, there is power. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, that you have made it possible for us, O God, to praise you and come to you and bring everything, O God, that so easily besets us, O God, bring it to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, O God, and Lord God, for what you're going to do in the lives of your people this year. We thank you, Father. We thank you, Lord God, that you are more than enough, O God. You have everything that we need that pertaineth to life and godliness. We thank you, Lord God, that you makes it possible for us each day, O God. You grants us your grace and your mercy, Lord God. Thank you. We thank you, Father God, that your hand can hold each one of us, O God, and your arm is not too short. We thank you, Father God, oh God, that we can meditate upon you day and night. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God, You feed our mouth with good things. Praise God. We thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, for those that we don't see that we can pray for them, oh, God. And we thank you, Lord God, oh, Father God, that you are handling each situation in their life, oh, God. And, Lord, beyond what they can even ask or understand, God. We thank you, Lord God, for victories won this year. We thank you for a greater year this year. We thank you, Lord God, for all the blessings, God, known and unknown, God, that you will shower down on us this year, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you have allowed us to walk into it, Lord. And thank you, Lord God, we know that it's filled with plenty. Thank you, Lord God. Yes, God, plenty. You have plenty. God, you own the cattle on a thousand hills. You own all the gold and the silver, Lord God. You own everything, God, everything, God. So, Lord, we praise you. We give you the glory, Lord, and we honor you, Lord God. So, Lord, we bring everything, oh, God, what the devil has tried to hinder us with, God. Oh, God, we decree and command it to go back to him in the name of Jesus, that we walk in freedom and love and demonstration and the power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father. Thank you, my Father, for your people. For these are your children, O God, that you have called out, set aside, and set apart for such a time as this, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this program, that it will touch hearts, O God. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we pray, O God, it will go where you want it to go, and it will do what you want it to do. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God, O God, that we are waiting. We're waiting, oh God, to see you in the rapture. And truly you will say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. Truly you've been faithful over a few things. Come now, let me make you ruler over many. Thank you, Father God. We desire to hear your voice, God. Oh God, to call us by name, God. But right now, God, we want to hear your voice according to our lives every day, oh God. Father God, as we seek your face, oh God, as we walk, oh God, this journey, God, oh God, we desire, oh God, that you teach us, oh God, through your word, oh God, every day, God. Let your word be the meditation in our hearts, oh God, in the name of Jesus. That it be seeds planted, and because you said your word will not return void. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God. Oh, Father God, for our children, our husband, our wives, our grandchildren, all of our family members, oh, God, that make up this vast world. Oh, God, thank you for every family member. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you that you created family, God. I thank you, Lord God, yes, Lord God, from the beginning, oh, God. Oh, God, and you scattered them, oh, God, and made this vast world. I thank you that you created us to praise you. I thank you, Lord God. Oh, God, and when we praise you, God, oh, God, you just lend your ear. It's your children, oh, God, rejoicing. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Father God. You are so awesome, and you are so precious. Thank you, Lord God. You are God above all other gods, and I give you all the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Well, at this time, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you.
Well, praise the Lord. This is our second Sunday in this year. Isn't it wonderful? And this is God's Favorite Ministries radio program, featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George. You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Home phone number is area code 504-347-5797. To listen to our program and to pass it on to others, that area code is 714-409-0578. Again, that area code is 714-409-0578. Block Talk Radio. Press 1 if you would like to give a praise report or request prayer, or just let us know that you are listening. Your phone number will come up on the computer, and we will see that you are listening. So, again, that number is 714-409-0578. And we're glad to know that you are listening to our radio program. On Friday nights, we have Minister Janice Williams, the host of Victorious Living, a part of this ministry, of God's favorites. Call this number on Friday nights at 7 p.m., area code 714-409-0578, and have a great time rejoicing in the Lord on Sunday nights at 7 and on Friday nights at 7. You will receive a great blessing just by listening to God's Word and share it with a friend. Our prayer request this time is for the flu season is right upon the whole nation, and we need to pray for people that are aching and that has the flu. Also, for people that has problems with their eyes, that's facing surgery, we need to pray for people that has eye problems, heart diseases, cancer, children without parents, children with parents, and children of the world that need Jesus. We need to pray for our children tonight. When I was leaving home, a gentleman drove up in his car and he says, "Ma'am, did you see those two little boys passing here?" And I said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "Where did they go?" So I pointed in the direction. And he looked at me. He said, "You know, they took something out of my truck that is very important to me." And I said, "My goodness, these are teenagers just running around the street looking for trouble. The devil is just trying to take our kids over and trying to keep hold of them. But we have the power, because Jesus gave us that power and that wisdom to talk to them, to counsel them, to show them where they're right from where they're wrong. And we need to keep that in prayer. And remember, people that are old in homes, that are lonely, the children will go in there and try to get them, to give them money. And we need to pray for protection for our own neighborhoods. Remember, protection is a great thing. But we have a Lord that we can take and go to, and He will deliver us. In Psalm 61, it says, "God, hear my cry. Listen to my prayer. I call to you from the ends of the earth when I am afraid. Carry me to a high mountain. You have been my protection, like a strong tower against my enemies. Let me live in your holy temple forever. Let me find safety in the shelter of your wings. God, you have heard my promises. You have given me what belongs to those who fear you. Give the king a long life. Let him live many years. Let him rule in the presence of God forever. Protect him with your love and truth. Then I will praise your name forever, and every day I will keep my promises." Isn't that wonderful? We can pray a prayer for our protection, and daily you can read Psalm 61, and daily you can find the power and the peace that God will give you to overcome your obstacles that is facing you daily. Let's pray tonight for our people, our Christians, that is being tormented by Satan. remember to pray for them and uphold them. And this week, as you see one another and you would like to be a friend to somebody that is hurting, just say, Jesus loves you. That little song that we always sang in Sunday school, and many mothers rock their kids to sleep with that little song. Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Isn't that wonderful? The Bible tells us what we have to do. And just remember, you've heard it from God's favorite radio program. And on Sunday nights at 7, and on Friday nights at 7, Victorious Living. Isn't it wonderful? God is our God, and He is our provider, and He can provide and give us wisdom for every day. We just want to thank you for listening, and we want you to share it with a friend. Again, that number is area code 714-409-0578. And expect an answer to your prayer, because God said for us to ask, and we shall receive. Have a blessed week. Continue listening and share with others. Pastor Evangelist Vivian George.
Thank you, Minister Peggy. Praise God. Thank you so much. God bless you. Well, it's time for us to talk about the family. I also want you to keep in mind our word for this coming in year was fear thou not. And we will get to that next week, so we want you to tune in. But we want to stay in line with what we usually do, praise and then the family, and then we go on into our lessons for the year. Praise God. But God is saying for us to fear not. Fear not. Don't let anything come up on you and cause you to want to turn back from God, walk in fear constantly. Sure, fear comes up on us. But we have the Father to comfort us, the Holy Spirit. And He's telling us to fear not. Praise God. Oh, God, thank you. But our subject tonight is how to survive problems of life. How to survive problems of life. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, as I looked at this message, I thought about so many problems that we have in this life. Some of them comes to haunt us, to tear us, to stop us. We must recognize that sin will bring us low, as we have seen in 2017. It is a call to pray, and not about the person, because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We need to pray for our families, no matter what rank or job they hold. So I'm going to read to you 2 Kings 6, chapter 24 through 33. And it starts as this. And it came to pass after this that Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, gathered all of his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine. Here was a siege that happened, first thing. It was one of the problems. Next problem, there was a great famine in Samaria. And behold, they besieged it until his ass head was sold for 400 pieces of silver, and the fourth part of a calf of Doug's dome for 5 pieces of silver. And as the king of Israel was passing by upon the wall, there cried a woman unto him, saying, "Help, my lord, O king, help." We need much help sometimes. We need to cry out for help. And he said, "If the Lord do not help thee, when shall I help thee? Why shall I help thee? Out of their barn floor or out of the wine press?" Sometimes we can pass by people that need help and not paying attention of what the Spirit is saying. But God might want you to help that person. We have to be so sensitive in the Spirit. And the king said unto her, "What aileth thee?" And she answered, "This woman said unto me, 'Give thy son, that we may eat him today, and we will eat my son tomorrow.' So we boiled my son and did eat him." What a tragedy. "And I said unto her on the next day, 'Give thy son, that we may eat him.' And she hid her son." She hid her son. She couldn't. She just couldn't afford. She couldn't stand to boil her child and eat it. There was a famine. And it came to pass, when the king heard the words of the woman, that he rent his clothes, and he passed by upon the wall. And the people looked, and behold, he had sackcloth within upon his flesh. And he said, "God do so and more also to me, if the head of Elijah the son of Shaphat shall stand on him this day." But Elijah sat in his house, and the elders sat with him. And the king sent a man from before him. But ere the messenger came to him and said to the elders, "See how this son of a murderer has sent to take away mine head. Look, when the messenger cometh, shut the door, and behold him fast at the door. Don't let him come in. Is not this the sound of his master's feet behind him?" And while he yet talked with them, behold, the messenger came down unto him, and he said, "Behold, this evil is of the Lord. What should I wait for the Lord any longer?" Why should I wait for the Lord any longer? Sometimes we can get to the place that things are so bad in life. You want to ask, is God really hearing us? Is God really there? But he said, he just didn't even want to wait on God. Why should we wait on God? God is not helping in this situation that we're in. Going into chapter 7. Then Elijah said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel." God will provide for you. God will step into the midst of your situation. God will help you. Praise God. Tomorrow about this time, the man of God has spoken. Praise God. "And 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." Then a Lord on whose hand the king leaned answered the man of God and said, "Behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be?" And he said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes, shall not eat thereof."
you're going to see God help you in the midst of the problems that you're going through. God's going to allow you to see the things that he's going to do and it's going to take place. It may seem dark in one while, but God never leaves us. Praise God. Let's read on. And there were four leprous men at the entering of the gate, and they said one to another, "Why sit here until we die?" Another one want to give up. You can't give up. You must stay on the wall. Praise God. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city. He says, we got lepers. Why should we go in the city where there's famine? We're going to die anyway. They're giving up on God. We can't give up on God. We got to trust God. And we shall die there. And if we sit still here, we die also. Where is your faith? God told us, oh, ye of little faith. We got to have faith that God is going to bring us through, that we're going to survive every problem, every care that we face in this life. Praise God. Now, therefore, come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall die. Come on, faith. Build your faith. Build your faith in Jesus, not in the Assyrians. And they rose up in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they were come to the uttermost parts of the camp of Syria, behold, there was no man there. The people, God had moved them. There was nobody there to harm them. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of great hosts. The Syrians couldn't stand before God. Nothing can stand before God. Nothing can stand before your God. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the kings of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses and even the camp as it was and fled for their life. Praise God. And when these lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into one tent and did eat and drink and carried their silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered into another tent and carried from there also and went and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. This day is a day of good tidings. They were so happy they had found whatever they needed. And we hold our peace. If we tarry till morning light, some mischief will come upon us. Now therefore come, that we may go and tell the king's house. So they came and called unto the porter of the city, and they told them, saying, we came to the camp of the Syrians, and behold, there was no man there. They couldn't believe it. Oh, they just knew once they entered that camp, those men were going to kill them. They said they were going to die. But when they got there, there was no one there. God had cleared everything out for them. Praise God. And the king's house within. Oh, okay. And the king arose in the night, and he said unto his servants, I will now show you what the Syrians have done to us. They know that we be hungry. Therefore are they gone out of the camp to hide themselves in the field, saying, when they come out of the city, we shall catch them alive. They were still afraid, thinking that they're going to be caught alive and get into the city. And one of his servants answered and said, let some take, I pray thee, 5 of the horses that remain which are left in the city. Behold, they are all the multitude of Israel that are left in it. Behold, I say, they are even as all the multitude of the Israelites that are consumed. And let us send to see. And they took therefore 2 chariot horses. And the king sent after the host of the Syrians, saying, go and see. And they went after them into Jordan, and lo, all the way was full of garments. God provided for them everything that they needed. Look, there was a famine, but look how they were prepared. God prepared for them a full garments, all the garments that they need in the vessels, which the Syrians had cast away in their haste. And the messengers returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, for just a little pence. It didn't even hardly cost them anything. Praise God. Hallelujah. And the messenger returned and told the king. And the people went out and spoiled the tents of the Syrians. So a measure of fine flour was sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel, according to the word of the Lord. And the king appointed the Lord, on whose hand he leaned, to have the charge of the gate. And the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died, as the man of God had said, who spoke when the king came down to him. And it came to pass, as the man of God had spoken to the king, saying, 2 measures of barley for a shekel, and a measure of fine flour for a shekel, shall be tomorrow about the same time. He remembered what the man of God said. Are we going to stand up on God's word, the promises of God, about tomorrow, the same time? Praise God. And the Lord answered the man of God and said, now behold, if the Lord should make windows in heaven, think about it. God said, if you give of your tithe and offering, he'll open up the windows of heaven and he'll pour out a blessing more than you can contain. Praise God. And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thine eyes. Again, he's going to let you see, God going to let you see it with your eyes, but shall not eat thereof. And so it fell out unto him, for the people trod upon him in the gate, and he died. Praise God. Let's look at this picture. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is awesome. How to survive problems in life. We see that they had a problem. Praise God. This lesson of expedition, sickness was there, famine was there, and we have it in life today, all kind of national disasters, people bringing people to their knees, as I said before. We saw all kinds of things happen in 2017. Great men were brought to their knees. But this is not a time to give up. This is a time to press on. The Bible say, a good man falls 7 times, but he get back up again. Praise God. What we should do is analyze the present situation of things around us, like in Africa and in the world at large, and in Nigeria in particular. That's where we see, as we just read, where the woman wanted to boil her baby and eat it. We know that there is famine in some parts of Africa where people do get hungry and they eat their baby.
Praise God. So these things are happening today, even though I read it back then in Syria, but it is still happening today. When we went in 2 Kings chapter 7, it was telling how to wait upon the Lord patiently and prayerfully. This is what we have to do when we are facing hard times. Wait up on the Lord. They got anxious and talking about they was going to die. But God wants us to wait. Make positive faith statements instead of saying, oh, I know this going to happen to me like that. I know this going to happen to me and that going to happen to me. It ain't going to happen. I know it ain't going to happen. No. Make positive statements. And that's in verse, as we just read, 2 through 7, when they should be making positive statements, praise God. Take calculated risk and action to tackle your problems. That's in verse 4, 5, and 13, when they took risks, praise God. Step forward into victories already won for you by the Lord. And that's in verse 5 through 8. In that same chapter 7, this is what they did. Share what you have with others. And that's in verse 9 and 11. Share what you have with others. You wouldn't believe when you share what you have with others. It's a way for God to step in and bless you. God sees your heart. God sees your commitment of love. Committal of love. Praise God. Take hold of victory in the midst of problems. God covers problems, converts problems into victories. And that's also in chapter 7, verse 5, 8, and 15 and 16. So God is showing us here in his word how we can have victory over our problems, how these men saw the worst, but they had victory. Because God steps in our problems. God don't let us go through our problems alone. He's always there with us through every problem. Be honest in work and in trade and in business. Praise God. Sometimes that's what throws us down, when we're being dishonest. Learn how to be honest with people and not play games with their lives. Praise God. Be firm in your faith and trust in the living God. See, these men, at first they let their faith down. They didn't even trust God. All they were saying about, well, we going to die. I know them people going to kill us. I know them Syrians going to kill us. If we go over there, we already going through something. Well, we can start complaining. We can start complaining until, oh, my God, complaining will come out of our ears, nose, mouth. And we'll just go into depression sometimes, some of us. We'll go into total depression. That's not what God wants us to do. Do not disrespect or abuse each other in the family because of hardships. You know, sometimes when we're going through hardships, we want to scream. If we take on such pressure and we take it out on the spouses, the husband or the wife, and we are screaming and hollering and instead of letting God work things out for us. God will work it out. We have to be loving and humble and kind to one another. Do not disrespect or abuse one another. We don't have to. We serve a loving God. We serve a kind God. We serve an awesome God. Go for only essentials of life. Go for only the essential. God will provide the rest. Praise God. How amazing when we look at chapter 7. When you get a chance, read chapter 7 all over again. How amazing God's grace is. That in response to the miraculous unbelief of the king's heart and the scornful unbelief of the messenger promised such an abundance of food, and so soon that it was to be had almost for nothing. They bought it for a little or nothing. Think about how good God is to you. He provides for you. God will provide for us the same way he did for them. When you go back and read chapter 7, they had everything that they needed right there. But think about when you read chapter 7, how they almost had given up. They thought they was going to be dead meat, if we can say it, dead meat. No, but God has provided. God has everything already provided for us. I always remember that song, and I don't hear it too much anymore. He's already provided. All God wants us to do is trust in and believe in him. Trust and believe in him. Have the faith. Have the faith that God's going to do it. We have to get positive. This is what I'm trying to get to. Positive in life. When we think positive, things will come positive. But long as we think in negative, we're going to fall. Faith. You must have faith for your family. Yes, you got to have family for your faith, your family, not only yourself this year. Yeah, for your family. Then faith demands action. So if you say you have faith this year for your family, you are believing for your family in every way. I don't know what your family may be going through, but I need salvation for mine. I need deliverance for mine. I need more love in mine. However you name it, we need it. Do you? Well, it's time for you to have the faith and take action. Well, you may say, what kind of action shall I take? The first thing, you must start praying and believing God. Faith demands action. Faith demands action. Think about what you have to do it. You don't want to go through the hardship. But when you go back and look at chapter 7, they went through it. God provided everything there. God just wants you to take action and step into the arena and do what you got to do. One thing is, the first thing you have to do is praise God. That's why I teach you praise at the first beginning of our month, every month. The first thing you got to do is give God some praise. Praise him, praise him. You got to believe upon him, stand up on his word, and believe that God's going to, and believe. We run over some words sometimes that God wants us to get deep in our spirit, to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, that he's going to answer and he's going to do what he has promised you he's going to do. The man of God said in Jeremiah, for as me and my whole household is going to be saved. Are you going to stand up on it? As for me and my house, my whole household is going to be saved. stand up on it, believe it, trust God, and go out and do something for somebody else, as I just said. Praise God and pray. Praise God and see what God won't do for you. See, won't God fill the void you have or the finance problem you have or whatever it may be or the sickness you may have. When you take up on the Lord Jesus Christ and his promises, God will step in and utterly destroy the enemy. Yes, that's what he removed the enemy out of these men's life, and there was plenty there for them. And it cost them very little. It's going to cost you. It's going to cost you very little. It won't cost you as much as you think to go out and do for someone else. Be mindful of others. And see, won't God be mindful of you? Praise God. Hallelujah. I've enjoyed this message tonight. Praise God. And I just thank you for tuning in tonight. Praise God. God loves you, and so do we. May the Lord bless you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he lift up his countenance toward you. And may he give you peace. In Jesus' name, I bless you for this year. May the windows of heaven be open upon you for 2018. Praise God. Oh, this is the eight. This is new beginning. We done God done allowed us to step into it. And it's for a purpose and a reason. Go about praising him. Go about giving him the glory that and the honor which due to him. So watch God do it. Watch God do it. All right. I hope to see you right back here on Friday night with Minister Janice at 7 p.m. and with us again on Sunday night at 7 to 8. Every Sunday night right here, giving God the glory, the honor, and the praise. In Jesus' name, bye-bye. This week, bless you.
What's this?
Thank you.
How interesting.